You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Vivienne Westwood and Jewellery is a new exhibition at the Museum of New Zealand Te Papa Tongarewa. Dame Vivienne Westwood was an English fashion designer and businesswoman, largely responsible for bringing modern punk and new wave fashions into the mainstream. Designed and curated by the House of Vivienne Westwood and produced by Nomad Exhibitions, the exhibition at Te Papa covers the extensive history of jewellery design and creation by the Vivienne Westwood House. Te Papa is the first venue to present this global touring exhibition. I first spoke to Senior Curator of New Zealand Culture and History at Te Papa, Claire Rayner, about Westwood's career and the exhibition. I started by asking Claire about Westwood's early days as a designer.
Yeah, well, she actually, her first job was as a primary school teacher, and apparently was a really, really good teacher. But she left the north where she was raised for London, and she began taking jewellery making classes. So jewellery sort of right at the beginning of her career. In the 70s, when she was first with McLaren, she didn't really consider herself a designer and wasn't really designing clothes. They ended up having a shop. I think McLaren was selling records and things. And she started buying secondhand clothing and then also started taking it apart and learning how to make. So she was sort of making, I suppose, sort of particularly from the 1950s, sort of replica rebel rock and roll clothes. That's what they were into at the time. And I don't really think she thought of herself as a designer until she launched the Pirate Collection in 1981, and that was when I think, you know, they did a major catwalk show and she really began to think of herself then as a fashion designer.
And the Sex Pistols, a punk rock band managed by McLaren, became the sonic counterpart to Westwood's fashion revolution. How did the Sex Pistols and their ethos kind of come into play within Westwood's work in these earlier days?
Well, she dressed the Sex Pistols, particularly Sid Vicious, and that's when she sort of began developing some of those key motifs, like, you know, the safety pin jewellery, things out of paper clips. She was experimenting with t-shirts at the time and trying to work out what was the sort of simplest way to make a t-shirt, which was two squares, you know, tied together at the shoulders. And she became well known, you know, we probably all know that print now of Queen Elizabeth with the safety pin through her head, I think, or nose. So yeah, she sort of contributed to their look.
A big part of Westwood's work has served to communicate ideas and bring attention to social and political injustice. How did she tend to represent these ideas in her work? Are there some examples of this that can be seen in this new exhibition at Te Papa?
Yes, very much so. The first room very much sets up who Vivienne Westwood was as a person and a lot of her philosophies, particularly in regards to her concerns around climate change and what's happening with the economy and a distrust of government. So that comes through very sort of loud and clear. And there are a number of pieces in the exhibition that very much reflect her position or her influence as an activist. One of the necklaces is I'm Not a Terrorist, which comes from 2005. And it was after a young Brazilian man was shot down in London. There had been some bomb threats and the police mistakenly took him as the terrorist. And I think she worked with the Liberty Foundation to develop a fundraising campaign around that. And I think the UK was bringing in anti-terrorist laws at the time, which were pretty harsh. So she very much used, and that was also on a number of T-shirts that she wore a lot. And, you know, she very much used the catwalk and her clothes to, you know, to bring attention to what was happening in the world. Another one of my favourite pieces in the exhibition is a necklace with the words, "Get a Life," which was a phrase that she often, you know, she followed with, you know, get a life, you've got to be engaged with the world, you need to sort of pay attention and you need to understand what's happening and not just sort of bury your head.
And you've kind of touched on this briefly, but with this inaugural exhibition, more than 550 pieces of jewellery and 15 complete ensembles are on display. How far back into her early career is being exhibited? Would you be able to speak to the scope of what this exhibition is showing?
So it covers four decades of ideas. So the earliest pieces are probably more in the late 80s. A lot of those really early punk pieces, you know, just haven't survived. But what you can sort of see is that iconography coming through a whole range of other works. So she's really interesting in that she was someone that constantly revisited ideas and reworked them. So, you know, the safety pin motif or sex, which the six chokers and sort of dog collar, punky bondage pieces very much reflect that those early years with McLaren, but they are sort of reworked throughout. Yeah, and the exhibition comes really right up to the present. So there's all the jewellery, 80% is all sort of one-off jewellery designed for the catwalk, and they're designed for a whole range of different collections, so both Vivienne Westwood's and, you know, later collections by Andreas Kronsalo, her husband, for Vivienne Westwood. Mm. So he, about 10 years ago, I think, was given his own label under the Westwood label. So, yeah, it goes right up to the present. There's very recent pieces, and there's pieces included that, for example, the earrings that Katy Perry wore when she sang at Prince Charles's coronation. Mm. There's a lovely diamante bone choker that Timothée Chalamet wore at one of the premieres, I think, for June, as well as, you know, much earlier, late 90s, sex earrings worn by David Bowie to the Brit Awards.
Wow, incredible. And I feel like Westwood's work has had such a tremendous impact on culture and fashion trends, redefining the very essence of style. What impact do you think Westwood's work has had on modern trends and perceptions of fashion?
I think her influence extends way beyond fashion. I think she sort of, even though she was quite anti-popular culture, I think she has influenced pop culture, and I think she's influenced people in all sorts of ways. A number of people I've talked to, particularly that within the fashion industry, it's not always her clothes that have influenced them, but it's her attitude and it's her reputation as a disruptor and somebody who shakes things up and, you know, reminds people that things don't have to be in a certain way, that you can break rules and challenge the system. And particularly here, I think her emphasis in the last 20 years on, you know, her concerns around the environment and also the role that the fashion industry plays in polluting the environment. Like, there's just too many clothes in the world. You know, she was one of the first people that in the industry that was very vocal about the fact that we make too many clothes. You know, she's always said, you know, she wants to continue what she's doing but doing it in a different way. So I think for a lot of people, you know, people here, like with, you know, the mindful fashion New Zealand, people like Koto, she's been a huge inspiration in that area.
Mm, nice to connect it back to Aotearoa as well. And with a design record spanning over 50 years, Westwood is now recognised as a global brand and is remembered as one of the most influential fashion designers and activists of the 20th and 21st centuries. How does this exhibition look at her ongoing legacy as a designer?
I think the exhibition doesn't aspire to necessarily do that. The exhibition really is a celebration of Vivienne Westwood and jewellery over the last 40 years. And I think what people get out of that, well, I think it celebrates her absolute inventiveness, her love of the past, but also her sense of playfulness, her sense of adventure, her sense of humour. Yeah, so it's not really a big, heavy, this is her legacy. It is a much more joyful celebration of a particular focus of Westwood. I think the thing, what I've loved about that show, and I mean, it is a really unique opportunity, because even when you look at, you know, the lookbooks or the runway footage that's now available on the internet, you know, it's fleeting, so you don't really get to see the jewellery. But it is sensational. I mean, that's been the absolute joy for us when it began to be unboxed, was this is really fantastic. And, you know, it is really inventive. You can feel the energy that comes off it. And there's so many different, you know, you do have your classic pearls that she was so famous for, and, you know, they still love their pearls. But you've also got pieces that are made just, you know, in the studio from corrugated card. You have pieces that were knitted. There's pieces made from an amazing set made from Coca-Cola cans. So that really reflects, again, that DIY and her attitude that, you know, while they often did use expensive materials, you don't always have to. You can just sort of whip something up. So I think it's very inspirational from that sense, and you get that sense of the way, again, Vivienne Westwood, they delve back into that archive and reinvent themselves. But there's definitely a sort of a language that flows through and an energy that's very Westwood.
Also, in light of the exhibition at Te Papa, I also spoke with Hunters and Collectors owner and founder Chrissy O about her experience collecting and selling Westwood vintage in Aotearoa. Having opened in 1987, Hunters and Collectors is a designer vintage store based in Te Whanganui a Tara, Wellington, which specialises in selling brands of the likes of Vivienne Westwood, Rick Owens, Issey Miyake, Mason Margiela, Agni Studios and more. Chrissy is very likely the biggest collector and seller of Vivienne Westwood in Aotearoa. Here is that interview with her now. So of course Aotearoa is very lucky to be hosting the opening of the global tour of Vivienne Westwood and Jewellery at Te Papa. And in light of the exhibition, I'm really pleased to be speaking with you, Chrissy, as one of the, if not the, I think we were just talking about this before, but I think the biggest collector and seller of Vivienne Westwood in Aotearoa. I guess along that line of thought, you've said in the past that Westwood is your personal style hero. When did you discover Westwood and what drew you to her?
I had a lovely discovery, actually. I was in London and I'd gone to visit this woman, Elena, who's in the top, a New Zealand woman, actually, who's in the Thompson Twins. And so she had been, being a big pop star and so was earning good money and was exploring design. And I went to her amazing apartment and she was wearing Westwood and she had all these Westwood pieces in her wardrobe. And I didn't know about her. So that would have been, I don't know, late 80s. And I was like, oh my God, that's amazing. I always want Westwood. So I went rushing down to the shop in the next couple of days and of course realised I wouldn't be buying anything at this point because it was in pounds and I was earning in New Zealand dollars. But, you know, set to what you focus on expands, and over many years I've been able to find secondhand pieces and buy the odd new. So I was blown away by her design aesthetic and then kind of investigated her politics and that comes with the design.
100%. And you've had a sneak peek at this exhibition at Te Papa. Just to kind of get a little bit of insight into that, what were some of the highlights of the exhibition for you?
Well, someone else asked me that and it was just all, I wanted to take every bit home, especially the earrings. Like, that's so amazing. I was really blown away by the level of design aesthetic, like amazing pieces in all sorts of genres. And so much jewellery. It was incredible to see. And then they had really good videos of Westwood talking about what influences her design and how she comes to the decision on things. And then there's lots of quotes from her. So there's a very educative, I thought, profiling with it as well, where you can be buzzed by it and love visually, but also you can learn a lot. And I really appreciated that. And these are all pieces, lots of them have been in the archive. So, you know, that's amazing for them to come out, for us to be able to see the first country in the world.
100%. I'm so excited to see the exhibition when I go down. Coming back to your own personal relationship with Westwood, having discovered her in the 80s, how many Westwood pieces would you say you have in your personal collection now?
I did count them for someone, actually. Now I can't remember, actually.
Give or take.
It was 30, 40, something like that.
Wow. That's insane.
So I was surprised. I was surprised myself, actually.
You've done good.
Yeah. Absolutely. But that's been over quite a lot of years. You know, I've probably been selling it for over 10 years. So, you know, always hunting. I remember when I bought my first piece and I was in the LA shop and I went in and I went, Vivi. And the guys in there said to me, do you know her? And I'm like, no, but I'm channeling her.
And that's what it's all about. Exactly.
Yeah, just feeling like I can be somewhat closer. But I had this amazing experience when I was at, when I went for the press tour. And so I met Alex, who is the Westwood accessories designer, and he has been for 35 years, an amazing man. And so I was talking to him, and I said to him, can you tell me something beautiful about Vivienne, because you've worked with her for so long? And he said to me in this beautiful French accent, it comes from above, and it goes down, and it goes inside, and then it's mixed with curiosity and investigation and interest and research, and then it comes out to the world. And I thought that was amazing description to talk about how Vivienne processes things. And he said it was the same for Andreas, that they were very special people.
Beautiful.
Oh, I felt emotional. That was beautiful. And imagine it in this beautiful French accent.
Yeah. Oh, that's so special for you. And
yeah,
I know
it was.
I know this is such a tricky question, but out of your personal collection, do you have a favourite piece or a couple pieces that you definitely love a little bit more?
I do love my suits because I love that it's a total whole outfit sorted, you know. Mm. I've got, you know, and they're tartan, they're strong tartans, and I love a tartan. So I quite like meshing up things as well, but I always feel quite powerful when I'm wearing my Vivian Westwood suits.
Mm.
I think I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 suits, yeah, which is quite amazing.
Yeah, that's incredible. And I think also that kind of is so part of Westwood's way of being largely responsible for bringing modern punk and new wave fashions to the mainstream. What place do you think punk and avant-garde fashion has in fashion now?
Well, I personally love it, so I'm very biased about that as well. But, you know, I see it influencing some younger people about how they dress, and lots of people do respond to a tartan and a mix-up of clothes and not wearing it in the traditional way. And then lots of people have picked up on taking the pearls that are from traditional society and wearing them, and males and females and everybody wearing pearls and that. And then, you know, like the ripped T-shirts and things that don't kind of mix, but mixing them up. So yeah, I think that she has had,
Yeah, for sure. And I don't want to give away trade secrets as such, but can you give some insight into how and where you source Westwood pieces, both for yourself and for hunters and collectors?
Well, I'm very lucky. I've got an amazing supplier who lives in London who's actually buys off the catwalk, and she is friends with Andreas and goes to all the shows, and I met her like quite a few years ago, and she sells her own pieces online, and she just really loved, she hasn't been here, I just met her through someone else and talked to her, but she is, really loves what we do here, so she's very good at supporting me and selling pieces to me at a price that I can have in my shop. So I'm very blessed. And then because I have it, then other people see that I stock it and then they bring in their pieces to sell. So, you know, it just attracts more pieces. The more you got, attracts more.
Mm, 100%.
And then travel sometimes and find it, you know, in different places when we're travelling.
Mm, of course. And what has your experience been like of selling Westwood in Aotearoa? What has the reception been like?
Well, everyone loves a Westwood bag. That's a very easy.
Oh, yes.
And jewellery, like the bags and the jewellery are kind of much more easy access than the clothes. Like lots of my clothes aren't very big because of the person I buy them off is quite small, so there's that size thing. And also there's a confidence that you need to have, really. You know, people can admire and really appreciate, but that isn't where they want to take their wardrobe. So, you know, it's not everywhere, but the people that love it absolutely love it. And then, like, accessories are much easier, like scarves and bags and jewellery. Like, lots more people will wear that. They don't need to feel like they need a whole wardrobe to support all the other pieces.
Mm, 100%. And behind the front desk at Hunters and Collectors, there's a quote from Oscar Wilde, which I think really stands out in the shop. One should either be a work of art or wear a work of art. And there's definitely been some debate in the past as to whether fashion can be considered art or whether they are separate entities. Do you think fashion, particularly in the context of Westwood as a designer, could be considered an art form?
I definitely do. I definitely do, because it makes you think and understand things differently. Like, she has this whole range that she does called Drunken Tailor, and it's all like, you know, the buttons are all mismatched and it's all pulled in different places, so it has a totally different aesthetic than something like cleverly tailored, but it also is very clever. And so that's like a piece of art to me, because you look at it and it makes you rethink it and like work it out and understand what's happening there, you know. And all her prints for her t-shirts and then shapes for bags, and definitely the jewellery is an art form. So yeah, I would definitely tie the two, art and design, fashion. Go to our online store if you're in Auckland and yeah, have a look and see what you might like to buy.
That was Senior Curator of New Zealand Culture and History at Te Papa, Claire Reno, speaking to me about the premiere of the new Global Vivian Westwood and Jewellery Exhibition, as well as Chrissy from Hunters and Collectors Vintage speaking to me about her love and experience selling Westwood in Aotearoa, New Zealand. The Vivian Westwood and Jewellery Exhibition is on now at Te Papa until the 27th of April.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.